Hi everyone, my name's Mark, and I'm here to tell you about a mountain cycling excursion I recently took part in. I've always been a fan of cycling around my local city, but navigating undulating mountainous terrain was a completely new experience for me, and I was eager to take in some spectacular natural vistas.
Before we set off, I had a lot of apprehensions. I thought the most challenging part of the trip would be dealing with the high altitude, or perhaps the rocky, uneven paths. However, my biggest worry turned out to be my fitness level, which was tested almost immediately on the very first climb. I quickly realized that mountain biking demands a lot more stamina than riding on flat city roads.
When it came to packing, I probably brought a lot of unnecessary stuff. I packed a heavy waterproof jacket, thinking it'd be freezing at the top, and some expensive sunglasses. But the one item I couldn't have survived without was my padded shorts. They absolutely saved me on those bumpy tracks, and I highly recommend them to anyone trying this sport.
We started our ascent early in the morning. I had assumed the first few kilometres would consist of the open, grassy meadows I'd seen in the promotional brochures. Instead, we found ourselves navigating a dense pine forest, where the air was incredibly fresh and the scent of the trees was quite overpowering. It was a beautiful way to begin the journey.
As we climbed higher, the undulating terrain finally opened up. I was hoping we'd catch a glimpse of the famous suspension bridge that the region is known for, but the guides took us on a slightly different route. We ended up stumbling upon a magnificent waterfall instead. The sound of the crashing water echoing against the rocks was truly spectacular, and we stopped to take plenty of photos.
The wildlife in the area was another highlight. We'd been warned about bears in the region, so we made sure to make plenty of noise as we rode. We didn't spot any of those, unfortunately, but we did come across a herd of wild horses grazing peacefully near the trail. I'd never seen anything quite like it in the wild before.
By midday, we were absolutely starving after all that pedalling. The guides had promised us a hot meal later in the afternoon at a mountain lodge, so for the time being, we just relied on the energy bars we had tucked into our backpacks to keep us going. They were just enough to give us a much-needed sugar boost.
The weather in the mountains can be highly unpredictable. I had fully anticipated heavy rain, as the local weather forecast had suggested the night before. But what really slowed our progress was a sudden strong wind that swept through the valley and made pedalling utterly exhausting.
Eventually, reaching the summit was a massive relief. There was an old wooden cabin nearby where climbers sometimes sleep, but the actual peak was marked by an ancient stone tower. We stood up there, catching our breath, and the panoramic view from the edge of the mountain was simply breathtaking.
Of course, going down is always the fun part, though it requires intense concentration. You might think the suspension is the most critical component on a steep descent, but actually, it's your brakes that do all the hard work, keeping you safe on those dramatic drops. You have to learn exactly when to squeeze them.
Looking back, the excursion gave me more than just great photos and sore legs. It didn't significantly improve my technical riding skills, to be honest, but it gave a massive boost to my confidence. Pushing myself to my physical limits in such a beautiful place was amazing, and I'm already planning my next off-road adventure.